Deixa legal.
Oh, we made it. You made it, Finn. Golly. There's a trickster at play in the studio this morning.
Yeah.
Joel Maui told me that when I arrived.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. So, good morning. You're going somewhere later.
Good morning. I'm heading off to Grunkfest.
What is that?
I don't know. Adam Hadaway just said he'd fit me in the car, Adam and Gina. I'm going to be the fifth person in the car on the way down to the bay. Galatea.
Of plenty?
I think so, yeah.
Right, okay. So you've got to hurry and get things sorted here and head off.
Yeah, then go watch Jordan Luck play.
Oh, neat. Okay, cool. So is he headlining?
He's one of the headliners, yeah.
Right, okay. So this is all weekend or
just today, midday till midnight.
Is Adam Hadaway playing?
Yeah.
Ah, so they're on too.
They're on too.
Excellent. Okay, so, right, so that's the background, why you're here so early.
Yes, and thank you for squeezing me in.
Oh, just part of the service, part of the friendly service.
Part of the friendly service.
Right. Hey, so Jess B. Fables is who you've been working with over the last couple of weeks, and Jess, I think, is on the line. Jess, are you there?
Yeah, Jess Bailey, not to be confused with the super cool Jess B., like Jess. Jess B.
The rapper.
Oh, okay. Not to be confused with Jess B. Yes, that's a good point.
And Fables, not to be confused with any other people who have Fables as their moniker.
Yeah, right. You know, that's a very good point.
It was an Auckland
Jess
fable.
Bailey.
Yeah.
Right. Because you're nothing like Jess B, really. The Jess B,
yeah.
Jess B. Well, you know.
They both have a lot of money.
Right, true. Okay, we've got that out of the way. Okay, Fables.
Great.
Jess Bailey. Welcome along.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so who's going to tell us what happened over the last couple of weeks? Maybe you could start, Jess.
Okay, so Finn asked me to participate in Demo Gods, and then it was a kind of balls-to-the-wall urgency thing when I first agreed, and then later we found out we had longer to sit in that process. But then since then, nothing has occurred the way we intended it to. So it did end up being a, you know, balls-to-the-wall urgent matter. But we got it done. It felt like an episode of The Block or something, you know, like it felt like reality TV.
Yeah, you built a house.
We built a house in a day and it was good.
Yeah.
You had the prompt. I didn't think anybody would really choose this one unless they were going to do some sort of 60s surf rock pop. But Surf the Wave Baby, you chose that one.
Yeah, I kind of liked the vibe. Like, I wanted to make a song that sounded good if you were sitting in a RAV4, like, on the way to the beach. So we were a bit abstract with the... the brief, I guess.
No, that's okay. You can be as abstract as you like.
I figured you wouldn't mind.
No, I don't mind
at
all.
Taking some creative license there.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so in a RAV4 on the way to the beach, I take it it's not called Surf the Wave Baby.
You came up with such a good name yesterday. It was about like... It was about the new world, because you know how, Karen, you know how we did a song about the Countdown Car Park?
Woolworths, yes, Countdown Car Park, yeah.
Jess was coming up completely unrelatedly with new world lyrics and lines. What was it? Do you remember, Jess?
I feel like I was making a joke that the song could be called Near Miss in New World, like just due to the week that I've had with small children and gastro, kind of about nearly a rogue poo scare that happened at the supermarket.
We were going to finish the song together, weren't we, Jess?
We were supposed to do it together in person, and I was like, Finn, don't come into my house. There's biohazards here.
You need
I'm
how
laughing,
many nappies? Like 25 nappies an hour or something.
No.
Yeah, honestly, like so many nappies.
Is she better now for her birthday?
Yeah, she's actually like 100% well and happy.
Oh,
like,
thank God.
It's so another birthday today. Is that your daughter?
Yeah, it's my daughter. She's turning 3.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm glad to hear that the rogue poo scare wasn't with you.
Yeah.
Either way, terribly worrisome considering there aren't any toilets around those supermarkets, are there?
No, especially, I don't know what the Kumi one's like, but I feel like it's similar.
Right. Are there nappy changing areas?
aisle three?
I don't know. I would pay money. I'd rather change a nappy in the boot of my car than go into something like that. You know?
Yeah. I can understand, especially with an illness like that, because you could easily pick one up or pass one on, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, very good. All right, so the song, I've got the title of it here. It's called Call Me By My Name, Tintin Remix. Does that sound familiar?
That was the working title. that was the sending it to Jess, and then I forgot that I'd called it that. So we'll call it that for now, and then maybe for the compilation we'll call it Surfing the Wave Baby or something to do with the car, the new world.
Yeah, and I won't shorten it to Jess B and get confused with somebody entirely different.
We'll have to have Jess B on the Demo Gods in the future.
Yeah, good thinking. Okay, so you did it in your van?
We did it in my house, actually.
I got on the treadmill last week, right?
And I actually fell asleep during this one. And then came up with the pre-chorus in my sleep. And all the rest was very difficult for us, and we put a lot of effort into it.
Is there anything else you want to tell us about the track before we play it, Jess?
So my colleague Willa has this kind of mantra, for lack of a better word, where she says, show me how easy it can be. And it's just to invite things to be simpler into your life. And so that kind of, in my mind, is embodying the surfy, beachy vibe.
Yeah, it is, actually. It is.
And I often find songwriting for me is a little bit like a spell. If I'm not sure what I'm writing about later, it will come true, which is a blessing and a curse. But I was like, let's just invite some ease into my life. Arahi, who plays drums in the band, was telling me about a time where he popped a tyre. I had popped my tyre, actually, that week that we were writing this song, because he had just started driving and, like, swerved the car, and he had a pie on the dash, and it nearly went out the window. So then he swerved the car the other way to stop the pie from going out the window, and that's how he curbed his car and popped the wheel. Mm. And so I kind of liked the line on the dasher in the hand. I was like, wait, where was the pie? On the dasher in the hand. So we worked that into the song, on the dasher in the hand.
You worked that into the song very valiantly without me.
Yeah.
More importantly, what kind of pie was it?
Knowing him, I feel like it was a steak and cheese.
Steak and cheese. Okay.
But also I saw a scratchy, like on the motorway. Like, I was like, cool, maybe, like, this is my lucky day. And then as I got a bit closer, I realised that it was a receipt. And then also, if it was a scratchy, I couldn't stop the car to get it anyway. So that's kind of the content, lyric-wise, in the song.
Okay, I'm imagining how slow you must have been going on the motorway to see anything at all.
Chronic ADHD, like, my eyes are always just scanning for something else that's probably more interesting than what I'm doing. So that's why I'm a terrible driver.
Good background info.
Yeah.
Right, okay, Jess, so are you ready to go?
Oh, yeah, born ready. And thank you, Jess, you're amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, have a great day, have a good birthday. I guess you've got a million things to do. Do you do party bags?
No, I've outsourced, I've booked the Enchanted Cafe. So Evie's going to have six little friends. Aww. And we're going to have a princess ball, and I just have to deliver them to the room, and everything's organised.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, well, enjoy the time away whilst the party's going on. You'll get a few stolen moments. But will you be there? Won't you stay and take photos, or will they take photos?
Yeah, I'm going to stay. I'm going to be, like, kind of shoveling cake into my body from the corner of the room.
Nice.
It's a great day.
Okay, thank you so much, Jess. We're going to play the track now. So, yeah, have a great day, and lovely to have you on the show.
Awesome. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Righto, here we go. This is the track, Call Me By My Name, the Tintin remix.
Somebody throwing out an old receipt. Said my ex expectations can't hurt me. I train my winning hand at the TAB. I was told the world would open up for me if I asked it nicely. Disappointment is the difference on the dash or in the hand. I was told the world would open up for me if I asked it nicely. Sure.
Super impressive. What a great track. That was Fables with Finn Johansson, and Fables, our demo god this week. And the prompt was Surf the Wave, Baby. And the track Call Me By My Name, Tintin Remix. So thank you very much to both Jess Bailey and to Finn Johansson. Finn's just rushed off. He's headed off to the hotel to get his ride to that, do you say, grunk festival that he's going to. It's 10:06, running a little late. We'll be with George Henderson coming up at some stage in the next 15 minutes.
This thing,